Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, May 3rd, 2025.
Google's antitrust hearing set for May 2025. On May 2, 2025, Google is preparing for a crucial hearing in Alexandria, Virginia, as it faces allegations regarding its advertising practices. U.S. District Judge Leonie Brinkema will oversee the proceedings, which aim to address fairness in the online advertising market. The Department of Justice is advocating for Google to sell its Google Ad Manager, an essential tool for website publishers managing their online ad space. Previously, Judge Brinkema ruled that Google unfairly linked its ad exchange to its ad server, negatively impacting both publishers and internet users. Google contends that a forced sale would be inappropriate and harmful. The outcome of this case could significantly reshape the online advertising landscape, influencing how we all interact with the internet.
Drone attack on humanitarian aid vessel. On May 2, 2025, drones struck a humanitarian aid vessel named Conscience, part of the Freedom Flotilla, in international waters near Malta. Organizers blamed Israel for this alarming attack. Climate activist Greta Thunberg was in Malta, ready to board the ship to deliver crucial aid to Gaza, which has faced a blockade. After the assault, the Maltese government confirmed that the crew was safe, thanks to a nearby tugboat. Footage captured the chaos, showing flames and explosions. The Maltese maritime authorities received a Mayday call just after midnight, signaling distress from the ship, which had 12 crew members and 4 civilians on board. The coalition behind this mission aimed for peaceful efforts while avoiding media attention to prevent sabotage. In response, Hamas accused Israel of piracy and state terrorism, raising serious concerns about the safety of humanitarian missions in the region. What does this mean for future aid efforts in conflict zones?
April 2025 Food Price Update. Global food prices are on the rise, with the Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, reporting an increase in April 2025. The FAO Food Price Index hit 128.3 points, up 1% from March and 7.6% higher than last year, though still 19.9% lower than the peak in March 2022, following the conflict in Ukraine. This increase is largely driven by higher costs for cereals, meat, and dairy products. For instance, the cereal price index rose by 1.2% due to tighter wheat exports from Russia and increased demand for rice. Meanwhile, meat prices jumped by 3.2%, fueled by rising pig meat costs and strong demand for beef. Dairy prices also surged, with a notable 22.9% year-over-year increase as butter prices reached record highs. On the flip side, vegetable prices fell by 2.3%, mainly due to a drop in palm oil prices, while sugar prices decreased by 3.5% amid economic uncertainties. The FAO also forecasts that world wheat production will remain steady at 795 million metric tons in 2025, consistent with last year.
UK Court of Appeal rejects expanded police powers. The UK Court of Appeal has made a landmark ruling, rejecting the government's attempt to expand police powers during protests. On May 2, 2025, the court upheld a previous decision that deemed these powers unlawful. The Home Office sought to make it easier for police to intervene in protests, but the civil rights organization Liberty celebrated this victory, arguing it threatened the right to peaceful assembly. This ruling emphasizes the need for the government to respect civil liberties. Akiko Hart, director of Liberty, highlighted the importance of following the court's decision. This case underscores the ongoing struggle between individual rights and government authority, especially regarding public demonstrations.
Spain's power outage and renewable energy challenges. On May 1, 2025, Spain faced a major power outage that disrupted communications and transport across the country. This blackout followed a series of power glitches, prompting the Spanish government to investigate potential causes, including the possibility of a cyber attack. Just days before, power surges had already stranded at least 10 high-speed trains near Madrid. Transport Minister Oscar Puente pointed to excessive voltage in the power network as a key issue. Experts like Antonio Turiel from the Spanish National Research Council warned that the grid's instability is linked to increased dependence on renewable energy. Despite record renewable energy levels, energy expert Carlos Cajigal stressed they weren't the cause of the blackout. The closure of coal, gas-fired, and nuclear plants has raised concerns about electricity supply. Spain plans to shut down all 7 nuclear reactors by 2035, with 2 at the Almaraz plant closing in 2027. These recent events have brought commerce to a near standstill across Spain and Portugal.
U.S. Treasury targets Hui Wen Group for money laundering. The U.S. Department of the Treasury is taking bold action against Hui Wen Group, a financial firm based in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, due to serious money laundering allegations. This firm is accused of being a major player in laundering over $4 billion linked to cyber crimes and online scams since August 2021. Among the claims, $37 million in cryptocurrency is tied to North Korean cyber heists, and $36 million comes from a type of scam known as pig butchering. The proposed ban aims to stop U.S. firms from doing business with Hui Wen Group and will enter a 30-day consultation period. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has labeled the firm a hub for malicious cyber actors. Additionally, Hui Wen Group reportedly received over $150,000 in cryptocurrency from a digital wallet associated with the North Korean hacking group Lazarus. The United Nations has pointed out that these cryptocurrency transfers help North Korea evade international sanctions, allowing them to purchase banned goods and services.
Antimicrobial resistance in drinking water systems. A new study reveals that drinking water plumbing in Australia could be a hidden source of dangerous germs. Researchers from Flinders University and the University of South Australia found that a large majority of residential water samples contained antimicrobial-resistant bacteria, raising serious public health concerns. Alarmingly, nearly half of the tested fixtures showed 2 or more types of these resistant germs. Drain biofilms, which are tough to disinfect, were identified as key reservoirs for these pathogens. Claire Hayward, an environmental microbiologist, stresses the urgent need for better monitoring and targeted actions to tackle these risks, especially in vulnerable places like hospitals. This research highlights the critical importance of addressing environmental sources of antimicrobial resistance to protect our health.
Trump's $163 billion budget cuts proposal. U.S. President Donald Trump has unveiled a bold plan to cut the federal budget by $163 billion, addressing the growing national debt, which now stands at around $36 trillion. This proposal aims to slash spending on education, housing, and medical research while boosting funding for defense and border security. Notably, it includes a nearly double increase in homeland security spending and a significant reduction in non-defense spending, the lowest since 2017. The Office of Management and Budget, led by Director Russ Vaught, has indicated that the IRS budget will be cut by over $2 billion, which could impact tax collection. Additionally, the National Institutes of Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention may face cuts exceeding 40%, raising concerns about public health. While Trump's plan seeks to fulfill his campaign promises on border security, it has drawn sharp criticism from congressional Democrats for being too harsh. Some Republicans are also worried about the effects on defense spending and support for low-income Americans. The budget includes a $50 billion cut at the State Department and requests $766 million for border security technology, aiming to maintain a strong presence of 22,000 Border Patrol agents.
Financial markets show resilience amid economic doubts. On May 2, 2025, financial markets displayed surprising strength despite ongoing economic doubts. Global and U.S. stock markets closed the week up to 3%, with the U.S. dollar gaining ground and Treasury yields rising. Interestingly, the volatility index, which measures stock price fluctuations, decreased, indicating a positive outlook among investors. However, the U.S. economy faced its first decline in 3 years during the first quarter, raising concerns about a potential recession. In contrast, the Eurozone reported encouraging growth figures, boosting yields and stock prices. In Japan, the Bank of Japan maintained interest rates but lowered its growth outlook, leading to fluctuations in the Japanese yen, which stabilized at about 149 yen to one U.S. dollar. Despite these challenges, there's growing hope that President Donald Trump is easing his aggressive tariff threats, potentially paving the way for new trade agreements. Yet, risks to growth and market stability remain, with warnings of a sudden change ahead. As consumer confidence dips and inflation expectations rise, the shadow of stagnant economic growth looms, presenting difficulties for both consumers and businesses. What does this resilience in financial markets mean for everyday investors?
Judge Howell strikes down Trump's executive order. U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell has dealt a significant blow to former President Donald Trump by ruling against his executive order aimed at the law firm Perkins Coie. The judge determined that the order violated the First Amendment's protections of free speech and the Fifth Amendment's promise of due process. Trump's order, issued on March 6, 2025, sought to block Perkins Coie's lawyers from accessing government buildings and threatened to cancel contracts held by the firm's clients. In response, Perkins Coie filed a lawsuit, claiming the order breached constitutional rights. Judge Howell's 102-page decision emphasizes the importance of protecting fundamental legal principles and the vital role of lawyers in ensuring justice. This ruling stops federal agencies from enforcing Trump's order, raising questions about the future of executive power and its impact on upcoming administrations.
Israeli military operations in Gaza escalate. The Israeli Security Cabinet has approved a significant military operation in the Gaza Strip after Hamas launched a major attack on southern Israel on October 7, 2023, resulting in 1,200 deaths and 251 hostages taken. Since then, the fighting has worsened, with Israeli military actions leading to over 50,000 Palestinian deaths, raising urgent humanitarian concerns. The breakdown of a ceasefire in March 2025 has prompted Israeli troops to set up areas that limit aid access for Gaza's 2.3 million residents. Despite mediation efforts from Egypt and Qatar, both Israel and Hamas remain firm in their demands, complicating peace talks. The international community is calling for immediate action to address the ongoing humanitarian crisis.
Europe's rising military spending. A recent report from the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute highlights a dramatic rise in military spending across Europe, driven by growing security concerns. In 2024, global military expenditure hit a staggering $2.72 trillion U.S. dollars, with Europe leading the way as defense budgets jumped 17% to $693 billion U.S. dollars, the highest level since the Cold War. Ukraine's military spending soared to $64.7 billion U.S. dollars, making it the country with the heaviest defense burden worldwide. Other nations, including Britain, France, Germany, Sweden, and Poland, also increased their defense budgets significantly. This trend among NATO countries reflects rising doubts about U.S. security commitments. The European Union has made defense a top priority in its five-year plan, aiming to enhance military capabilities. Despite leaving the EU, Britain remains a key player, with Prime Minister Keir Starmer promising to boost defense spending. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine and other geopolitical tensions underscore the urgency for European nations to strengthen their military readiness.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.